Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. We're joined again by our friend, Attorney Peter Daigle, who will be Peter in just a few seconds. He's going to give us an update on loan modifications. Last time we talked with you, Peter, we talked about people really getting ready to have to face their mortgage coming through. So are we connecting with that, or what do you have new for us?
Just going to give you an update on where we've since the last time we spoke on what's happening in the mortgage modification world. And this is information that you can use, as it relates to your own issues. If you're even 1 month late in your mortgage, this could help you. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I got my pen and paper out, and I know that people are thinking about – in fact, me and my husband was just talking today, and it wasn't about loan modifications, but it was just how much we thought we didn't do because we chose not to, forgetting that last year was the pandemic. And I keep telling him, we didn't do that because we couldn't go outside, remember? So I think that trying to get back into a normal routine of everything, paying our bills, getting back out, being in the sun, getting in shape, whatever we were not allowed to do freely last year, it's about to happen now, like freely pay your bills and freely go back to work. All of that, is still being worked out. So I think that this conversation about people having to go back and, look at how am I going to solve this mortgage problem now that we're at the end of the pandemic, still trying to get back to our new normal or get to a new normal. I think we need I think what you have is what we need in this moment, because it's gonna feel all of a sudden, but it's not. We've been in the house for over a year.
Well said. So let me sort of give you a little bit of a brief review of what we talked about last time and sort of segue into the what's new. As of March, in March of 2020, when the pandemic hit, banks automatically flipped over onto this forbearance situation, or what we call a forbearance agreement, where they said to folks, as long as the pandemic's here, we're going to allow you to not have to pay your mortgage under what's called a forbearance agreement. And and the forbearance agreement that was enacted by the different lenders was sort of run at the same time as the moratorium on foreclosures. And the moratorium on foreclosures was instituted against government-backed loans, which is not all of the loans, by the way. It's not every loan that's out there. But a lot of the banks said, we're going to just follow the government's moratorium, and we're not going to foreclose on people. So those individuals that actually spoke to the lenders, they put them into what's called a forbearance agreement, which is basically said, listen, we're good on you not paying your mortgage until the pandemic's over, and then at the end of it all, give us a call and figure out how to get back on track. So eventually, they continued the moratorium date continuously, and the last time we spoke, I believe the moratorium date was as of June 30th, and they've extended now 1 month. So it's now July 31st is when the moratorium ends, and there's no sign that they're going to extend it any further. So what does that mean? What that means is that if you're currently under a forbearance agreement that I just spoke about, or you've not bothered to talk to the bank and get an actual agreement with them, you need to contact your bank to find out how to modify your loan so that you're no longer delinquent. Because once the moratorium comes off at the end of July, banks have the ability to foreclose on you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's two ways to modify your loan. If you've been in good standing with the bank all along, and this is just sort of a temporary blip as a result of the pandemic. What the banks are generally doing now is just adding the mortgage arrears. So let's say you missed 12 payments. So what the banks will do now is they'll add 12 payments to the end of your loan. So if your loan is scheduled to be paid off, let's say in the year 2035, it now will be paid off in the year 2036. So 12 payments would be added to them. Okay, so what happens then is then you're now with the next payment you had, you would be current. All the missing payments would just be paid at a later date. Okay, the banks are doing these things routinely to most of their customers. Okay, now if for some reason you were delinquent pre-COVID, and they're not going to allow you to do a modification, which is just essentially added to the back end of the loan, you are still able to do a regular what's called loan modification, which was the modifications that were done years ago pre-COVID. Okay, where there's an application to fill out, and you send your pay stubs and your tax returns and your bank statements and all this information. So it's a little bit more involved on the loan modifications that way. But that would be plan B if the banks do not allow you to do the basically no document loan modification, which, again, as I explained a second ago, is just at the back end of the loan. Now, if you go through the full loan modification process, it's there's no guarantee that you're going to get it, unlike the other type of modification. So you have to make sure that your I's are dotted, your T's crossed, meaning that you meet the ratios. You have the ability to service the loan going forward. You're not going to get a loan modification, though, if you're unemployed and you have no ability to make those payments. They're only going to modify under the second part of the modification, which means they're going to see your pay stubs and your banking information if you have the ability to pay going forward. They're not going to give you the full-blown loan modification if you don't have the ability to pay because they don't want to get stuck with a loan. So if you can show that you can afford it, they're willing to help you, okay? So it's sort of going back to the pre-COVID type approvals on getting loan modifications approved.
Okay.
So, but either way, you need to contact your bank. If you don't contact your bank by the end of July, then they can foreclose on you, okay? Now, every bank is different, so they might have a policy where they – notify you with a letter or they call you or whatever. I mean, you really need to check with your bank or your loan servicer. But just bear in mind, they have the ability, legal ability, to foreclose on you after that date. Okay? So if this is something that you really need to do, like this week, even next week, you're really pushing it because we're coming to the end. So what I'm hearing, though, is banks are fairly willing to assist their customers. So you don't need to be afraid when you call. You don't need to call, fearing that they're going to say no to you. They're going to be expecting your call as they're expecting lots of other people. So you're in an arena with lots of folks. And you're not out by yourself. So, okay.
That is good news.
So that's sort of the lay of the land going forward here.
So while there is more time, not much time, I definitely will get this episode out so that people can hear it straight away. Like I said, before we went live, I re-aired your episode because I knew June 30th was the date, and I had an idea that there would be an extension. Be an extension. I was like, am I saying the right word? So I aired it again, and then we come on today, and you're saying, hey, we got to get an update, so I'm glad I did that just on yesterday. And so this one will ride the wave of that one to get people moving. This is a real concern, real conversation, not necessarily something that you may feel comfortable with sharing with a friend. And a lot of times our friends don't know, I say 99% of the time our friends don't know how to help us. They can listen. So as Attorney Peter is sharing with us on today, we have two more weeks from the date of this conversation, basically, that you should be positioning yourself to be thinking about paying your mortgage again. However, the things that he's mentioned, if you were behind before COVID, your situation will be slightly different from the example he's given here. You can call your mortgage holder, your bank. You should call them, and he's saying not to be afraid. That is something we've talked about before, like the emotional part of us handling our finances, Peter. And this is another one of those times because picking up the phone to call someone and ask them for help is not that simple all the time. So this time it's because people are expecting you to be calling. Other people are going to be calling with similar problems like yours. I don't know if that makes people feel better. It would make me feel better that I'm not in this by myself. This was a global situation. We are all affected some kind of way. So no room for you to be embarrassed this time because we're all going through it. I just hear good news, Peter. that I just, you know, I just hear good news. I hear an opportunity for people to be able to reset themselves. And I also want to say this. I know that many times people feel like, oh, the government isn't here to help, you know, the regular person. And this past year, if it never happens again in my lifetime, I can't say that again. There are other times I've seen the government pull through to help when we didn't even really know, you know, why do we need something stimulated, or why do we need, you know, this kind of support? Down to cell phones, I just noticed the other day, if any of the people who are listening, Assurance Wireless, if you are an EBT card holder or you receive Medicaid or Medicare or any public assistance, reach out to that site and make sure that your household has a cell phone. And it is including the emergency broadcasting system at this time. So you wouldn't know that if you normally had a cell phone and you're paying a bill. Everyone has been affected. So your cell phone, your mortgage, your rent, your car notes, everything is being affected. And Peter's here to help you navigate it without having to be ashamed, without feeling nervous, without what would be the normal feelings, you know, regret, guilt. This time, it's not your fault. It's not your fault, and we're all in it together. And I'm going to say it one more time. It's not your fault, and we're all in it together. I just hear good news, Peter.
Yeah, one last thing. Just so you know, they've really streamlined the process. So when you do call them, they're going to be expecting you, and they're going to have a process that's fairly streamlined, okay? It's the best word that I can use. So it's not like you're calling up with some unique situation. They're going to be expecting you, okay? So I think you're going to be welcome with open arms, and are going to really be, you know, happy that that, you know, that there's a solution for you. So just, again, as you said, Catherine, don't fear. Just make that phone call, and because you have a lot to lose, and that's your home. So
yeah,
it's really important that you sort of get right on it.
And we're here to support you. And Peter, before we get out of here, he's going to share with you how to get in touch with him. When we're sharing the information on the show, one, it's because it's a needed topic. It doesn't mean it's one size fits everyone, because it doesn't. But the thing is, there's help for all sizes of situations. And today we're talking about your mortgage and making sure that you keep a roof over your head, because affordable housing is a catchphrase right now, and people aren't able to afford to find a place to stay. So right now it's easier for you to keep where you are than it is to find a new place. So if you live in a town where there's a tent city, then you see the problem. I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm just letting you know that you have something right now that you could save, and don't hesitate to make a phone call to your bank to find out what help can you receive. That would be the question I would ask. Call in, hey, what help can I receive? What can be done for my situation? They'll know more specifically what you need, because they'll be looking at your loan and what your agreement was and what your status was before last year. So just ask them, what help can I receive? And do that before the end of this month of July. July 30th, I think you said, Peter, was the deadline.
Yeah, I think it's 31 days in July, right? So the last
31st,
July,
okay. The very last day, okay. July 31st, we do not suggest that you wait until the 31st, but that's when the cutoff will be. So go ahead and find out what help you can get. Peter, tell people how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said.
Sure, thanks, Catherine. So you can reach me by phone at 508-771-7444 or at daiglelawoffice.com, D-A-I-G-L-E, lawoffice.com. You can reach me on the web. But either way, feel free to reach out to me, ask me questions if you'd like to follow up with me on what I said today, and I'll be happy to give you some advice.
Thank you so much, Peter, and we will see you again next month.
Okay, Catherine, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.